best way. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, we read this. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand or to the left. And so in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, we're told, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The Christian life teaches us many lessons. Life's lessons are not always easy to learn. Some lessons are quickly understood, and others take a lifetime to grasp. Sometimes we are required to learn a teaching again and again. Some instructions need to be assimilated little by little, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. One hard lesson to learn is that God's best for us may not be our choice. The path God puts us on may run counter to our personal wishes. The road we are forced to travel may run contrary to our preferred desires. But God's choice for your life is his best for you, even though you sometimes kick against the thorny path that you're forced to trudge, even though you may feel caged in by circumstances, even though you may be dissatisfied with your lot, even though you sometimes long for the open road and the mountainous tops, even though you are beset by doubts that your life is accomplishing anything, remember, his way is the best way, for his way is the way of the cross. Settle the matter in your mind, dear child of God, that he directs your path. Resolve in your heart that his leadings are for your greater joy and eternal glory. And such a man is one who fears the Lord. He is one who trusts in his love. Such a woman is one that submits to his guidance in gentleness of spirit. Oh, learn the lesson of his best way, and you will walk the path of wisdom. The light of his word is a lamp to direct your feet and illumine your way. His word of direction gives gentle guidance towards a rest in your soul. His scriptural signposts will point you down the path to humble acceptance. His field manual will stir your resolve to yield to his command, whatever the cost. He will speak to your heart. He will shape your thoughts. He will direct your path. As in humility and faith, you follow the best way. Thus you will not be continually directed by circumstances, nor will you be often checked by events and happenings of life. For you will follow the controlling signal which is found in Christ alone. Keep on keeping on with your God-guided life. Maintain a single eye, one fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Retain a pure motive to know and to do his good pleasure, which is not necessarily your good pleasure. And recognize that it is not in ourselves to guide our own life. When we submit to his greater leading, we discover it to be his best way. Let us all wholeheartedly commit our way unto the Lord, and he shall direct our path in all things, as in faith we put our hand into his. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it. This is the best way."